Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 9 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio, The Colors of God, with our special guest, Anne Neymark. Anne has been on a spiritual journey since she was 15 years old. She has explored many spiritual disciplines over the years, and she's found meaning in everything she studied. Over time, she has developed her own style of being in a relationship with the divine. She has been a psychotherapist for 26 years. And she loves helping her clients with their spirituality if they want to and if it's appropriate for them. She leads meditations where she connects with Source and many of the angels and light beings, and she facilitates a connection between the meditators and the divine. And I can tell you from personal experience, she's really talented at doing that. Her great love is to help people find balance, wholeness, love, peace, and healing. And that's what she does for her clients. And I want to welcome you, Anne, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Suzanne. I'm very excited to be here with you and everybody who's listening.
Awesome. So we're here to talk about the colors of God. And I know you've done a lot of research and studying, so I hope you'll share some of your great wisdom and insights with us.
Happy to. Really. It feels lovely.
Cool. How did you come to work with the rays of light?
Well, it feels like I've always been connected to them since I was a baby, and that the divine got me started. When I was 9 months old, I was sick with the croup, and it was Christmas time. We had a Christmas tree with the big lights, with the big bulb lights that most people had in the late 1940s. And no matter what my parents did, they couldn't get me to stop coughing. The medicine didn't work. But when my dad held me and I looked at the Christmas tree lights, the coughing completely stopped. I was just mesmerized by the lights and I just stopped. So he loved telling that story because I guess they probably stuck me in front of the Christmas tree a lot in those days, but it brought me a lot of peace, and in a beautiful way, it became medicine for my illness.
Wow.
My dad also tells a story of when I was probably 3 or just small, and mom and dad would read books, and he would love to read me the book called The Color Kittens, which was about these little kittens who are learning to about color with paint. And they would mix colors, like making purple, making orange, and making green. And that was one of his favorite stories. And I have vivid memories of the pages of the kittens and them pouring the paint out and creating beautiful colors. So color has been in my life since I was very small. And I'm not like a painting artist, but I'm good at visualizing. And when I was in college, my minor was music and art. And I really was drawn to the painters, especially the French and the European painters like Gauguin, Degas, Cezanne. And I studied a lot how they used light and color. It became really fascinating. So then I started exploring my spirituality in my 20s up until the present. And I found that I could visualize in color pretty easily, like focusing on an image in color became one way to do my meditation. So I learned about the divine rays through reading and working with a lot of spiritual teachers. And I just feel like right now I'm working with them a lot. There are many more colors besides the ones we're going to talk about tonight, but the ones tonight are sort of like the primary colors.
Are those the seven rays of light?
The seven rays, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about those seven rays.
Sure. These are divided into seven more for us to kind of understand a little about the divine personality. So they all interact with each other, and they're not mutually exclusive, but they're one way that we can kind of conceive of them and of one way to understand God. So they divide them up into the first ray and on into the seventh. The first ray is blue. That's the color of divine will or protection or the intention or power. So it would be how God manifests protective action or creates movement toward a goal. I mean, we can imagine that for ourselves also, as we are a piece of the divine. So some talk about it as the Father energy, and it's the color of the throat chakra, how we present our verbal sound power in the world. The second ray is gold, or the divine mind, wisdom. We create clarity when we work with the golden ray. It also has a protective and an energizing quality that I've experienced, and you may too if you work with it. You could think of it as the divine child, like the daughter or the son. The third ray is a rose pink color, and some talk about it as the divine mother. It's the energy of love or compassion, the energy of manifesting, feeling fulfilled, creating abundance, in general, creation. So it's like it's an active energy because it uses the blue, the power behind the love. And you might say it's the yin to the Father's yang.
Okay.
So the fourth ray is indigo, the color of passion or physical energy or devotion to what you love. The fifth ray is the white light, some people call it, or you can also visualize it as a crystal clear light of the divine. It has a strong power of purification and spiritual energy, and also creates focus towards your goal, along with the blue energy. The sixth ray of fire is an emerald green. That's the energy of healing, also of the heart chakra. It brings in love also, so peace or balance. The seventh fire ray is violet, the energy of transmutation, also does a different kind of style of purifying like the white light. It brings forgiveness. It's around magic and ritual. So these are the seven, kind of a real quick little identifier of these first seven, and you can work with them. You can combine them. They interchange with each other. And what I do is go with what I feel in the moment. Whichever one kind of pops into my head, I'm like, oh, maybe that's the one I need today. Like beginning to trust your intuition, trust your gut, trust the little small voice within. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you'll see a whole lot of blue things around you in the world. And maybe that's that energy that you want to draw more to you, like protection.
Right. I've heard a lot about the violet flame and how people use the violet flame for cleansing their energy field or clearing it out. And it sounds like that's one of the aspects here of these seven rays of light.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel when you work with these rays of light?
In general, I feel calmer, clearer, energized, maybe more focused, and definitely relaxed. In general, they affect my body. Like my body will just calm down. Suppose I've been running around doing things and a little too jittery or something, and then I'll bring in the violet flame. And if I meditate with it for, say, 15 minutes, my neck will start to relax. Maybe I'll even, one of the bones will crack.
Oh, wow.
It's very visceral for me. And not everyone has those kinds. Everyone has a different experience. So I'm not saying that, you know, this would happen, but I can feel my muscles just calm down like I'm doing yoga. Or my brain stops moving around like a little jitterbug. Or I just get a sense of love. Maybe I've been anxious about something, and then I'll feel some peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it varies. Like the blue flame, I usually start meditation with the flames, using the blue flame and bringing in the protection. And often right away, maybe that's exactly what I need, because maybe then I just relax. Or I'll get a sense of sort of like being blanketed with a power around me, and that I feel very safe and that I can just be who I am. If I bring in the golden, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay, cool. All right. So yeah, I bring in the golden fire. Often my mind calms down, because that's the fire of wisdom or clarity, and I get clearer.
So like if someone was having a busy brain, would they use specifically the golden ray then for quieting the mind? Or
I would.
Do the rays work differently for different people?
They each have their own personality. So it depends on what's going on with you. Like, why is your mind busy?
Yeah.
I would suggest always starting with the violet, because it clears up everything in a very gentle, loving way. And then just to go with your instinct, or what do you feel drawn to? Like, clear up the things that get in your way that make your mind be all jittery, mm-hmm. and then bring in the golden energy to further calm you down and give you clarity and maybe some insight that you didn't have before. And I often feel, like I was saying before, a sense of protection with the golden,
mm-hmm.
a sense of, some of the masters use the golden energy in creating a sense of harmony in a group. So I might feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
To spirit. All of them make me feel connected, but this one seems to be multiple, because it is more like the Christ energy, the result of the blue and the pink, or the father and the mother, however you want to conceive of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming together and creating this Christ, what the essence of Christ energy really is.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's beautiful.
That's
beautiful. So uh-huh. It sounds like you work with the rays of light a lot, and they've really helped you on your spiritual journey. How would you recommend our listeners to work with the rays and connect with the rays? Can you explain a little bit how they could do that?
Sure. Yeah. There are a lot of mantras and processes that people have created in order to help you bring in the flame energies. I have one that I work with that, if at the end we can give you my email and I can send you the what it is. It's like a little prayer, a little mantra, and I find it's really powerful. A lot of times I will just be happy to call in the ray, like invite in, say, the violet flame, see if I can visualize it. So you see if you can, if you can't visualize, then some people are better at just knowing or sense or using another of their instincts. So you invite, you imagine, maybe your imagination works. You imagine it. You try to feel it around you, in you, through you, and then you just sit there in it, soaking. It's sort of like being in a hot tub or a sauna of your color. And then you just sit. That's one way to meditate, just sit. You don't have to do anything. To also help you absorb the energy, it's useful to invite in some divine helpers. The ones that are easiest to think about are the angels. So you might say, I'm inviting the violet flame to be in, through, and around me, and also the violet flame angels to help me soak in this energy. And you have an intention. I want to clear, this is an example, I want to clear all signs of aging and scarcity in myself and my all my fields. Mm-hmm. And can you help me? So there are other beings of light who work with the different colors, but this is, to keep it simple right now, this works really well.
That's wonderful, because it's almost, it's a healing technique truly, because if you're asking for angelic assistance and these seven rays are holding so many different healing aspects, that when you work with them and you call in that violet flame, and it's going to clear you.
So, yes, absolutely, Suzanne. It's not like any discipline. It's not like a one-shot thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you be steady with it, like you meditate every day, or you take a shower every day. It's like that. But mm-hmm. I found that if I stick with it, and it doesn't have to be like a long, long time. One thing that was recommended to me is spending 15 minutes with a color and then maybe shifting like 15 minutes on the violet and then clearing myself and then 15 minutes on the rose pink. If I want to manifest something like, you know, people are looking for soulmates or partners. Mm-hmm. So having first you clear what gets in your way, and then you bring in the energy to help you manifest what you're looking for.
Right. That's powerful, and it's simple. And I think mm-hmm. people are really looking for simple ways that they can help themselves. And why not bring in a ray of light when you're meditating? You know?
And yeah.
You never know. It might be very enjoyable to be showered in a ray of color and see how it helps you. It mm-hmm. certainly can't hurt you, so give it a try. Definitely. I'm going to give it a try, yeah. And
awesome.
It's one of those things that I don't think people think about doing that. You know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. you sharing this wisdom with us is very powerful, because it gives us the idea that we can do it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the divine light beings will never intrude on us. So, but if we invite them, they're there. Even mm-hmm. if we don't have a feeling about them, but they are there, you know, and maybe they know what we need. So if it's more like they get to us through a song on the radio, or somebody crosses our path and has a certain look about them, it could be like that. Mm-hmm. So it's whomever we are. And that's the beauty of the divine, you know, the divine knows who we are through and through and has totally got our back. So using the rays is one of those, very, like you're saying, very gentle, very loving, very complete ways to support yourself. And one thing that I love is it creates relationship with the divine mm-hmm. in a particular fashion that you're in a community, you're in this vast community of a family of love and light. And so this is one way, one of the things I just listen to my body. And if I'm starting working with the ray and my body's a little itchy or something, I'm like, oh, maybe that's not the right one for me right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe I go through a few, like, okay, maybe it's emerald green that I need. And like, oh, it's one of the signs that works for me is if my body does an automatic sigh, like, suppose emerald green is what I need, and then I call it in and I feel the angels and my body even further relaxes, or there's a spontaneous breath.
Yeah, that you have a reaction in a way to it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what happens in me, and probably everyone has their own individual way of connecting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just to pay attention.
It's a beautiful way to make a divine connection. If you're feeling disconnected from source, you can simply meditate and call in one of the aspect colors of God and start making that connection. And I love how you said that it works and helps you to build that relationship with the divine. That's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's been so much fun because, I mean, I'm human. I may go through loneliness for different reasons, but if I start meditating and I start inviting in the different beings that I know, along with the angels that I was just telling you, I just feel connected. There's this huge group, and mm-hmm. everybody's on your side.
You don't feel alone, do you? Because you can feel them.
No, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, each person has their own way of connecting. Like a friend of mine, she says, I can't visualize that stuff like you do, but I know it. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different way of her talent is that style.
Right.
So we each have our talents.
Mm-hmm. But there's a multitude of ways to make that divine connection. And yes, we're all unique in our ways of doing that. So don't beat yourself up if you're not visualizing the blue ray. Just
absolutely
do it a different
not,
way.
Yeah.
Do it the way that's right for you.
And one thing I found, because I have a client that has a really tough time visualizing or feeling or knowing or any of that stuff. So it has occurred to us as we work with this, that one of her themes that she's working on is trust.
Mm.
And it's not blind trust or blind faith, because incrementally, you know, she's feeling shifts in all of those areas. But overall, and she did get that message one day that they said, I forget the exact words, but that for you, this is about trust.
Okay.
So that would be like bringing the blue energy, mm-hmm. because the protection is connected with faith. When you're feeling safe, it's like the baby, going to my psychology stuff, the first task of a newborn is to grow trust if the situation is right. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, then we go through our lives until, you know, trying to find trust until maybe we do, or maybe we just consciously have to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just wonderful. I'm so grateful that you know so much about the seven rays of light, because I can see how you truly help your clients to transform. If our listeners would like to learn more about this, or can you tell us how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. I'm developing a website, but I do have a page on Psychology Today. You can go to psychologytoday.com and just type in Ann Neymark in Sacramento, or you can email me, Ann Neymark, ANNNAIMARK, and the number 5 @gmail.com. and I will connect with you. If you are interested, I'm offering a special rate session with people for the holidays for $25. And we can also do what your intentions are. So you're welcome to contact me. I'd be happy to connect with you.
Oh, what a beautiful gift. Thank you for offering that up. And I highly recommend it, listeners. I have done meditations with Anne, and it is powerful to work with these rays of light through Anne's beautiful guidance. Well, thank you, Anne, for being here with us today. Thank you for being truly a spiritual leader in our community and helping so many people in this world. I'm so grateful to you for sharing your wisdom today with us.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. I feel honored to be invited. Okay. I'm glad you are here doing what you do.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, let's wish happy holidays to all of our listeners. And I want to remind everyone that love makes all things possible. So get out there and live life.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.